And now to CBS News Bay Area. A San Francisco gallery owner taken away by police after being caught on video spraying a woman with a hose. The charges just announced.
After a few sprinkles in the North Bay this afternoon, actual showers are dropping in from the north. This quick round of rain won't amount to much. And we've got dry weather in the forecast. Details coming up.
We've got tonight, but then the storms may be moving out. But a landslide threat is still hanging over many homeowners, and for others, it is canceling their commute.
I had fallen asleep finally, and then boom.
All right, the 49ers, they are marching towards the Super Bowl, but first they have to go through the Dallas Cowboys. Vern Glenn previews the game in our Red and Gold report.
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliet Goodrich.
Good evening. Let's get right to it. Paul Hagan here to tell us about our short break of rain and then where we stand after that.
Things are going to be drying out for a while. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to get into that 2-month stretch of dry weather we have last year, at least hopefully not, because we definitely need some more from a drought perspective.
True.
But I think we've earned a little break from the widespread rain we've seen over the last few weeks. We're going to get that after one more short round of rain tonight. Most of that rain is falling over the North Bay right now. We're talking about light to moderate rain showers. This is not associated with an atmospheric river. This is just one of those typical wintertime systems that moves in and moves out in the course of about 6 to 8 hours. So this activity, while it's falling right now over the North Bay, is going to drop north to south across the entire Bay Area over about the next 6 hours or so. Let's take a look at Futurecast, and it does show that rain making its way towards the Golden Gate by between 8 and 9 o'clock, while some of the heaviest rain at that time is still falling farther to the north. That heaviest rain is going to make its way through San Francisco and Oakland between 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. That's when the showers are going to start moving into San Jose. But as quickly as they start there, they're going to be wrapping up a couple hours later. We're really talking about a 2 to 3 hour window of shower activity, light to moderate rain for most of the Bay Area. And as we head farther into tonight, the rain is long gone before the sun comes up on Thursday morning. Now, we're also going to be watching for some locally gusty winds. Right now, the strongest winds are only at 13 miles an hour in Oakland and in Napa, and that's not strong enough to do any damage, even with the root systems of all the trees around the Bay Area trying to grasp onto very wet soil still at this point. But it is possible that we are going to see some gusts over 20 miles an hour and maybe some minor tree damage as we head through the rest of this evening. We'll take a look hour by hour at those wind gusts that we expect coming up in just a few minutes, and also have the long range outlook, which includes a break from the rain that is going to extend much longer than we have seen for the past several weeks. Very dry 7-day forecast coming up.
A lot of smiles anticipating all of that. All right, thank you. Well, super saturated soil is causing the ground to give way all over the Bay Area right now. The ACE train will not run again until at least Monday, and that's after another rock slide in Niles Canyon forced trains to turn back. That's for a second day in a row. A train was hit by dirt, branches and debris at about 5:30 this morning. It was the same area as yesterday's mudslide.
I thought we were literally fixing to like fall off the tracks or fall down one of these slopes, because we were by a mountain, we're by a slope.
Three passengers ended up with minor injuries because of how abruptly the train stopped. And this evening, the soggy soil is a big worry for homeowners. Many are keeping a nervous watch on sliding hillsides. In fact, this slide on the peninsula even spilling out onto the street. So our Sean Chitness tells us the city of Belmont is scrambling to come up with a plan to protect a row of homes.
This is as close as we can get to the mudslide, as that road is still closed off for cars. The mudslide is just below where you see the road closure there. City staff telling us that they are going to need some time to figure out what is best, and specifically several days of dry weather before they try to tackle what is going on there. And therefore, it will be a while before they can open up that road.
Glenn Morgan has lived on San Juan Boulevard for decades. The recent rainstorm and mudslide it created have him checking up on the protection he's built for his home.
The power of water is amazing, and seeing that slippage on that house up there is daunting.
One of the major steps he took a long time ago was putting up these walls in his backyard.
These posts are still holding after 25, 30 years.
As the ground starts to dry, you can see conditions going back to normal, including this creek flowing at low levels again.
Yeah, it came up to where you see the over the top of that drain.
But things are still very wet below ground. The city of Belmont says it's doing all it can to reduce the impact of the mudslide. At least three homes have been red tagged.
We've been prepared to the best of our ability, but it's hard to know in storms like this exactly what's going to happen and what's going to be the outcome.
Experts like Dr. Laura Sullivan Green at San Jose State say paying close attention to recent movement near your home is key no matter where you are in the Bay Area.
If you live downslope of any significant soil mass or rock mass that has had movement before, you always want to keep an eye on what's happening upslope.
And just like the residents in Belmont, helping to keep the flow moving away from your home is another important step.
If you can do anything to improve drainage on your property or the area around your property, that is the best thing that we can do in short term, is try to give the water a place to go.
Dr. Sullivan agrees that more time is needed for the rain to stop and stay dry for several days before making an assessment of the land, keeping homeowners on edge, but cautiously optimistic they will be safe.
Naturally, when the water is present, it can be rather scary, but so far, it's doing fine.
So city staff say they are looking at between 7 to 10 days before they start to move the mud. One reason why they want to wait, they think that mud on the road could actually be holding up the slide. So they are reluctant to get in there too soon and move anything around.
Our chopper catching a view of crews today laying down tarps on the hillside of Point Richmond, covering cracks on the hill, is a precaution for future potential mudslides. Also, President Biden will visit Santa Clara County tomorrow to get a firsthand look at some of the areas hit the hardest during these recent storms. This was the scene in Gilroy last week, where communities along Highway 101 were completely swamped. The president will also tour flood damage in Santa Cruz County. All right, let's get to another story now. You may remember this video. A lot of us saw it. A San Francisco art gallery owner spraying a homeless woman. He says the woman had been causing trouble outside of his business. Well, tonight, he is under arrest. And Ann Makovic joins us with this latest chapter in this saga that has been really a distinct example of the tensions happening between local businesses and the unhoused. And now this recent development where he is behind bars.
It's been under investigation. We didn't know if he was going to end up being arrested. But yeah, this video causing public outrage for over a week when it went viral on social media more than a week ago. And this evening, that man is, as Jules said, under arrest. We were the only station there as Collier Gwynn was arrested at his art gallery near San Francisco's Jackson Square. The DA says he is being charged with misdemeanor battery for the alleged intentional and unlawful spraying of water on and around a woman experiencing homelessness on January 9th. Here's another look at that video. He says he's gotten several death threats after this went viral and that there have been several bouts of vandalism at his gallery. Now, he didn't say anything as he was arrested today, but he did speak with our Betty Yu 2 days after this water spraying incident, and he said he was very sorry he lost control.
I just snapped. I was watering and around her, and I just snapped when she went off in her belligerent, you know, tongues and stuff. And I just snapped and I pulled the hose up higher and I sprayed her. And when I look at myself on the film, I can't even believe that that's me. But I didn't know what else to do. It was getting so frustrating. If he sleeps
on that car. Now, police did respond to the scene right after the video was posted last week. And at that time, both parties alleged assault on the other, but neither chose to press charges. Today, it was the DA who took action, and Brooke Jenkins tweeted, "The alleged battery of an unhoused member of our community is completely unacceptable. Mr. Gwynn will face appropriate consequences for his actions." Likewise, the vandalism at Foster Gwynn Gallery is also completely unacceptable and must stop. Two wrongs do not make a right. Mm-hmm. Now, we're told that the woman who was sprayed in that video is getting help right now from the city's health department.
Yeah, look, that video is hard to watch, and there were consequences, and hopefully that's going to have some measure, you know, of the law, legalities. But it also draws attention that something needs to be done with the unhoused, and she's getting help as well. So
yeah. So that's a little bright spot in this, but mm-hmm. and right, it does bring attention to what we call the microcosm of mm-hmm. problems that are occurring all over the city. Yeah. This, you know, issue between unhoused people and business owners who are trying to attract people to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's a tough mix.
All right, too bad it took a video to get that to happen. Okay, thank you so much. All right, to Santa Clara now, where the stage is being set at Levi's Stadium for divisional round of the NFL playoffs this Sunday, and the Niners are getting ready to face longtime rival the Cowboys. Yes, we saw some 49ers faithful buying some merchandise, merch, as you call it, at the fan shop in Levi's Stadium. Stocking up ahead of Sunday's big game, fans tell us they're excited to see both teams face each other in the playoffs again.
I was watching them, but they haven't faced a D like us. So, you know, we got number one D, you know, top five O-line, you know, so I don't think they got anything on us.
We have a solid team. Everyone's ready. You got Purdy. Everyone's ready. So this should be a good one. No fear here.
That's right. Some of the items fans bought today include jerseys to wear and a framed Jerry Rice jersey. Our Vern Glenn joins us now. The Niners had quite a workout this afternoon. I've got some red pants I can't wait to wear Friday.
Great. Red pants. As merch is just flying right off the shelves. Yeah. It's going to be a sea of red coming up on Sunday about 3:30. All right, so more NFL divisional playoff talk and the 49ers. Another day at the office, the practice field today. And to get the fellas going, I wonder if the coaches thought of playing this on speakers nonstop.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
The mood wasn't as good last postseason when the Cowboy fans watched San Francisco end their season. And this week, the rivalry will create mixed emotions for Juwan Jennings' family.
Everybody seems to like the Cowboys. My dad loves the Cowboys. My cousin loves the Cowboys. A couple of my uncles love the Cowboys. And that's just what comes to mind, you know. Just family house, just Cowboys playing, Eagles playing, you know. That's what comes to mind.
Yes, the self-proclaimed America's team. Now, you said my dad loves the Cowboys.
Yeah, loves
or loved?
Loves. He still loves the Cowboys, you know.
Even this weekend?
I mean, he wouldn't care who won. Let's just say that.
Yeah, his hair is color coordinated. They call him Third and Juwan because he comes up big on third down. The 49ers, they've won 5 straight divisional playoff games. The Cowboys have lost 6 straight divisional playoff games in a row.
Don't you notice in their interviews their demeanor is so light, the smiles, the camaraderie? I mean, they're ready. They seem like they're synced.
When the cameras aren't in there, they got their nose in the playbook.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
They've got those meetings. Yeah, they will have their game face on. In fact, they're doing it when we're not in there.
Just like you. All right, Fern, thank you.